If you're trying to grow your podcast, you can use direct messages in order to reach out to people, but use these strategies. And the biggest one, you want it to be personalized. You want it to be about that person. If you miss the mark on the personalization, it feels cold.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, what's up, podcaster? It is your host, Adam, AAA Adams. And this is the podcast on podcasting where we help you become a better podcaster. And today's time slot right now was supposed to be my good friend, Julie Hawley's interview, where it was going to be a coaching call where you would be able to hear anything that she asks. But her husband hurt one of his muscles really, really bad and has to go to the orthopedic surgeon. And so I'm going to do a solo episode today, and we're going to postpone that until she doesn't have to be driving him because he's so hurt. I don't think he can use that whole arm. But anyway, so instead of being the Julie Hawley episode right now, we're going to push that back. Let him heal. Let Julie's husband heal. And we'll get back into that. But don't worry, there is still some value that you're going to be getting out of today's episode. And it seems to be a recurring pattern, if you will. Where I'm coming from today is something, conversation that I've had with many different clients over the last 2 weeks. And it's seeming like even my own clients need to have this information. And so I figured that it would be great information for you. So let's get started. So I'm going to take you first to an example of my friend Vance, who reached out to me individually through private message, but it didn't seem individual or personal, and it offended me. I was like, bro, don't you love me? Like, I was really quite offended. And so I think that this could be super helpful for a lot of people. He sends me a message that says, hey, brother, you mean a lot to me and have been a big advocate for me. And I would love to get your review on me and my character. I am working on creating my brand and would love to get your open feedback, what it's like working with me and any value you think I provide to other business owners. Would you be open to leaving a review, a video and a star ranking for me here? And then he leaves the link to it. And my response to him is this. I'm actually going to play it for you now.
Hey, man, I hope you can hear me. Just wanted to respond to this. I will try to do that. Maybe text it to me, the link, but I will try to do it. I also wanted to just share with you, like, my team, we do a lot of private messaging for other people on their behalf. Like, we try to support other people to grow and everything. And when we do private messaging, there's a couple things that are kind of important. One of them is never share a link. One of them is keep it short and sweet. The third one is to keep it personal. Now, there's actually 5 things. It's just that you've already followed the other 2. So I'm just telling you the 3 that you didn't follow.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt here. So I understand I'm recording this not on a professional mic. I'm in my Jeep. Jeeps are effing loud. It's the kind of Jeep that has those bigger tires. And because of the bigger tires, the large spare tire in the back is shaking. And you've got all the wind noise because, unlike most cars that have all this technology and just different layers of like weatherproofing and soundproofing, the Jeeps don't have that. Jeep Wrangler never decided that they were going to be the most fancy. They kind of keep it simple. And so I guess I want you to understand, we're only a few seconds into this, but here I am pouring into Vance, my actual close friend, telling him, you're hurting my feelings the way that you are reaching out to me. And I like these 3 things about what you do. Now, ultimately, there's 5 parts to private messaging: keeping it short and sweet, never sending a link without permission, keeping it personalized, huge, very important that it's personal. But the other 2 are ask, don't tell, basically asking questions instead of just pushing things on people. And the last one is slow play. Now, Vance slow played with me just fine because he's been my friend for years. In fact, I was his coach and mentor in like real estate investing a few years ago. So anyway, this is where we are with this conversation, and I want to push play again.
This has a link. Only share a link with permission. It's a little harder, but you just say, may I send you the link? Second, it's a little long. It's not short and sweet. And the third is it's not personal. It does say, hey, brother, you mean a lot to me, but it makes me still like, when I read this, I think you're copying and pasting this because it just feels kind of spammy. It like feels like you've figured out one way to generally talk to people and it's not personalized. And so it makes me feel like I'm not special to you. It makes me feel like I don't mean a lot to you. Anyway, you, like, I know this isn't the case. I'm just trying to say, how does it feel when I read this, when I get this, when I receive it, and when I think about what's happening? My brain tells me that you've figured out one thing and you're just pasting it to like hundreds of people. That's just where my mind goes. So anyway, to make it more effective, you would do three things. You would make it more personal. Hey, Adam, I've always respected you. Can I ask a favor? ? And then I would say, of course, man, what do you need? And then you would say, I really need a review. And because of our relationship, yours would mean a lot to me. And then I say, no problem. I'm happy to give you a review. What do you want me to review? And then you say, you know what? Let me send you a link. Do you mind if I send that right here? And then I'd say, yeah, go ahead and send it. And then you would say, here's the link. I really appreciate you. Let me know when you're done so I could read it. Or let me know when you're done so I know that it's taken care of. Or do you think you could do it today? You know what I mean? So you would say something like that. And when it goes like this, like it's a lot more work because you're sending like four messages to that one person, but that human feels human and like you're human and like that you love them. And so anyway, these are my suggestions on sending stuff like this. You might want to focus on these three things. Keep it short and sweet. Don't send the link without permission and make sure it's completely personalized. All right, bro, send this to my text and I'll try to get it taken care of.
Okay. And then I had this bright idea that I decided to add in. So I gave another quick message to him.
Okay, bro, you know what would be really cool too? Voice memos. Like if your personal message, if you personalized it by doing a voice memo, that would be epic. So you would be like, what's up, Vince? It's your boy, Adam, and I'm actually calling for a favor, bro. I feel bad, but I need your help. And you're like my guy, and I think that you could really help me. It's just to get a review on something. I am looking to grow my podcast agency, and you and I have worked together, and I would just love it and be so grateful if you had the time to give me a review. If you think you can, just hit me up, bro, and I'll give you the link or something. But that would be epic. And then you just like stop it and you send it to that person. And then when they get it, like it's completely personalized. They know it's not copied and pasted. And they would probably be extremely likely to do it. Whereas I think when you copy and paste this stuff, like my guess is that not even 1 out of 5 would do anything about it. I mean, I'm just trying to be estimate the best. Maybe your friends are better than my friends. But when you have this and it's kind of like copied and pasted or seems like it, I think like less than 1 out of 5 would do it. But if you had a voice memo to personalize it, bro, that would be so good. That'd be like so good. If you did that to me and you're like, just let me know, man, I get it if you can't. And by the way, you say it like that. I get it if you can't. Because psychologically, then when someone tells you that you can't do something, you're more likely to prove it, to prove them wrong. So you'd be like, I get it if you can't, it's no big deal. If you are able to, it'd mean the world to me. Now you're pulling on my heartstrings. That would be so fucking effective. You should do that. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. So when my buddy Vance sent me this kind of long message that did say, hey, brother, you mean a lot to me. I don't know if this is copy and paste. So it didn't seem personal to me. And then he sent the link with it. So I just wanted to give him some other ways of doing this. Now, why does this matter to you? It matters because one of the most effective ways that we do marketing for our client is through the DMs, through the private message campaign. When we're DMing people, we're reaching out to people in a place where they often check, and we're going to be able to get a lot more eyeballs and earballs on what we are trying to do. So if you're trying to grow your company, if you're trying to grow your podcast, it doesn't matter. You can use direct messages in order to reach out to people, but use these strategies that I was telling to Vance. And the biggest one is you want to be personal. You want it to be personalized. You want it to be about that person. You want it to resonate and relate to him or her. If you miss the mark on the personalization, it feels cold. So keep it short and sweet. Don't send a link without permission and keep it personal. This is a great way for you to grow your podcast. This is a great way for you to grow your company. It's a great way for you to sell more tickets to your event. It's a great way for you to sell more coaching and to sell more courses, online courses, and to sell more whatever you're trying to achieve. If you can be yourself and relate to somebody on a real level, like one-on-one, you should be able to achieve more. Now, this isn't to say anything wrong about my buddy Vance. He's amazing. I really care about him. And he ended up changing his ways a little bit. He made me not just a voice recording, but he recorded a video and then he sent it to me. And he's like, bro, this was really helpful. I'll play that for you now. Hopefully I don't have to cut anything private out, but I'll just push play now.
First thing I want to say is thank you, Adam. Those were some great feedback and tips. I did try and like word a little bit at the beginning and it was kind of like that. And I only sent it to a handful of people so far. And yeah, that's really, really good. So one, I'm going to do more of the personalized approach. But two, can you tell me the five things? You said I did two of them well. You got me on the three, which is good. Short messages, intermittent, make it personal, don't send a link, request it. What was the other two? Because I'm all ears with you, brother. I take this to heart. So I'm going to send this in Messenger, but I'm going to send you the link because you requested it in text. And I just really appreciate it. And yeah, I'm going to be much more thoughtful with it with a video. And I really appreciate it. And again, I'll send you the link. If you can get that done as soon as possible, just let me know when you're able to get it done. And if you can't, totally get it, totally understand. But if you do, it just means the world to me. Anyway, brother, I'm all ears. I'm hearing you loud and clear. And thank you. Thank you, brother.
All right. Go forth and use it. Do you see how he used the, and if you can't, I totally understand. He used my effing tactic against me, the asshole. Anyway, go forth, use this stuff. It will help you to get more results. Doesn't even matter what you're trying to accomplish. Sell more books. I don't care what it is. These private message campaigns will work if you work them the right way. I'll see you on the next episode. You know, I really don't say this nearly enough. I don't mention this and I feel horrible because it's a great resource for you to be able to take your podcast to the next level. And it's simply a free resource that I don't need your email or anything. It's just a podcasting course that I created that is ended up putting in the very first six episodes of this podcast. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely going to want to just check out those first six episodes, see how they can help you improve your podcast, get in front of more people, and have a better result where you're making more money through the podcast, etc. So much can happen after you listen through episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So if you haven't done it, go do it now. And by the way, if you're subscribed, you'll keep hearing more great content. So to those of you who are, I'll see you on the next episode.